actually going back to a week after the event, I held a community meeting at Sparks Middle School to discuss the safety procedures and next steps. And we expected a full house. And it was interesting because we only had three families show up. That's when I realized that we really need to reach out to our families and build more of a partnership, and that we had a problem. And so that problem is really just families and teachers and all of us coming together to support children. And so I think right now the most important thing is instruction in classroom. You know, in a typical school day, one teacher may see up to 210 students, and it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. So now what's happening is we are really focusing on more of a collaborative approach to instruction.
And that collaborative approach has been the return of a teaming model in which students are grouped into teams so that they have more frequent interactions with a small group of teachers. Why, Chad, did you return to this approach?
We realized that we needed more support in the classrooms. So that means teachers planning together, teachers really knowing their students beyond the classroom walls. I know one of our number one initiatives was to really get to know each and every child in that classroom. We have had some incidents in which we noticed that some children were kind of being lost in the shuffle. A couple of our students were experiencing some really tough times, and when we went back and reflected and reviewed, okay, what's going on in the classroom with this child, in some cases we couldn't speak specifics to what was taking place. So that's that whole approach. Okay, now we realize we got to do more. It's got to be more than just, you know, typical teacher lecture, students sitting passively. We got to get to know them on a personal level and really focus on what their individual goals are.
Chad, you spend a lot of your time in Sparks Middle School. And when you're walking those halls, do you see signs of community healing before you?
As soon as you walk through that door, and I have 16 schools, but you feel an energy. Part of that energy is hearing laughter. You see students being typical students, smiling. There could be horseplay at times. That's when I know that students are healing. And I also want to say that one of the other signs is in every school, we all know as educators and community members and family, we've all been there. It is very important for children to feel as though they're part of something. And I think there's been a tremendous effort in making sure that each and every child is part of a sport, a club, a committee. It could be student advisory. It could be chess club. It could be any little activity. But they need to feel valued, and they need to feel part of that school community. And that is definitely taking place at Sparks Middle School.
Chad, it's been a year since the shooting, and there are plans today for a gathering of students and teachers, but not a formal public ceremony. Why not?
It was voiced loud and clear. We want this to be a typical school day. We're all aware of what happened 1 year ago, and it's something that will stay with us forever. But the most important thing is that at this point, we really need to get back to a sense of normalcy.
Chad Hicks oversees Sparks Middle as an area superintendent. With Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Bliss.